We're talking now with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council. Roy Lee, your group, along with the National Pork Board, putting it together this tabletop exercise, looking at the prospect of foot-and-mouth disease being discovered in Oklahoma, the ramifications of all of that. Why is that so important?
I think, Ron, you and I have talked on a number of occasions about the number of pigs that we move around the country and how that goes. And we're shipping some 6 million plus baby pigs, wean pigs a year, out of Oklahoma to other states. And so we are so dependent on our ability to move animals throughout the country that anything that could impact that, and an animal disease is one of the things that could limit our ability to move animals, it's very important to us. So when you start thinking about something that has the potential ramifications that foot and mouth disease could have for agriculture, period, not just the pork industry, but agriculture as a whole, when you start thinking about that, what's important is to get all the people in a room together and start thinking about how that discovery, how you would react to that as a group. And so we're blessed today. We've got county emergency management folks here. We've got state emergency management folks here. We have Department of Ag folks both on the environmental management side to help us, how would we deal with it from an environmental standpoint, to the state veterinarian. We have folks here from USDA and their veterinary supply, you know, their veterinary services division. And so all of that helps us put together a plan. And what you think you know, I mean, I think part of what we understand out of this is that if and when we get to that point, the plans are going to change, but at least you've started down the process today to let producers, folks that own farms and raise animals, ask questions of USDA. Let them talk to veterinary services folks. Let them talk to environmental management folks. How do all of those pieces fit together? And that, to me, is the real positive that comes out of this, is when the county emergency manager says, you're going to ask me to do what? And you can explain to him, well, we may need a sheriff's deputy at this corner. Okay, I can help you with that. Or I'm going to need whatever supplies, whatever services I may need, you're going to have the ability for him to ask questions, understand kind of what that operation will look like and who's going to be in charge and who's not. That's the real positive that comes out of this today, is we get that chance for everybody to kind of work together.
You know, the industry's been doing these tabletop exercises for several years, but there's a new dynamic over the last couple of years that's hadn't been there, say, 10 years ago, and that's social media and the way everybody's got the smartphone and everything.
Yeah, and I think it does influence what's out there. You know, you've seen USDA, for example, 15 years ago in the UK when we had a FMD outbreak, their approach to containment was, we'll euthanize all the animals in the containment zone. And USDA, 15 years ago, that was the approach USDA had. I think today you see some embrace that, hey, maybe that's not the best way to do this. Maybe we should talk about vaccinations. Maybe we should think about how we could use other technologies, other things, instead of just euthanizing animals that could have been exposed. You've seen it. You see the National Livestock Associations, NCBA, the pork industry. You see others talking about the need for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank in this next farm bill, and actively lobbying to get those dollars included. Because if you think about what's at risk here, and you know, we talk about in the pork industry, we're exporting 29% of our product today. If suddenly we dump 29% more product on the domestic market, the price is going to crash. We're going to be in a real bind in that regard as far as how we manage the economic side of the industry. Well, that expands because FMD is also going to affect cattle, and it's going to affect sheep, and it's going to affect goats, and ultimately it's going to affect poultry prices because there's going to be so much other meat on the market that it will drive down poultry prices. It'll impact corn, and the potential impact is very large. And so this notion of how do we put $150 million a year aside for a vaccine bank, I think is a very positive conversation for us to be having and to be planning for things as we go forward. And so I think that's part of what this reinforces for our members, is the importance of that kind of discussion.